This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Smoking is now 50% of the legal marijuana market in Colorado, down from 70% just last year. Vaping makes up nearly a quarter of the market, followed by tinctures, pills, and cream. Women make up 56% of college and university students in the U.S. Less than half of the incoming class at Harvard and Stanford are women. For the first time in over 1,000 years, women outnumber men in the incoming class at Oxford University in Britain. In the wake of grievances from women about pay inequity at the BBC, the public broadcaster has announced that it's lowering the pay of several of its most prominent male journalists, and others have agreed in principle. They claim they will release an independent audit shortly. In the latest scandal in the Me Too moment, Stephen Wynn, Vegas casino magnate and Republican donor and organizer, has been accused of harassment on the Harvey Weinstein side of the spectrum. 28 professional curators at the American Museum of Natural History have joined the protesters in asking that Rebecca Mercer, the right-wing climate-denying billionaire, be removed from its board of trustees. About 2.5 million U.S. homes are still worth less than their mortgage debt. The collapse of the U.S. housing market in 2008 wiped out some $11 trillion in household wealth. The U.S. Public Interest Research Group has ranked a website produced by the Republican state treasurer in Ohio as the number one for budget transparency. The site, OhioCheckbook.com, is attracting attention from other states. A company named Divumi sells Twitter followers and retweets to celebrities, businesses, and anyone who wants to appear more popular or exert influence online. Holding 3.5 million automated accounts, the company has provided customers with more than 200 million Twitter followers. At least 55,000 accounts are large-scale social identity theft, stealing details of real people. Twitter may have 48 million fake users. Facebook has revealed 60 million automated accounts. National Museum of Women in the Arts in Washington, which opened in 1987, is the world's only major space dedicated to the work of female artists. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.